Hello, and welcome to Earth Science Podcast, and my name is Joey, and today we will be talking about one of Europe's deadliest earthquakes in history that happened in Messina, Italy in late December of 1908. Today I have three guests who will explain the scenario and what it was like and just how damaging it was. Hello, I'm here to discuss this historical event on this podcast. So what happened is that on Monday, December 28th, and it happened between 5:20 and 5:21, an earthquake that measured 7.1 on the Richter scale struck southern Italy. Its precise epicenter was pinpointed to the northern region of the Ionian Sea that is close to the strait on the coast of Messina. Wow, and I hear that about 91% of the structures were destroyed or broken beyond repair, and an estimated 75,000 people were killed in the disaster. The ground was said to have shaken for a good 30 seconds, and the damage was widespread across 1,700 square miles. Landslides occurred on the backside of the town near Reggio, but where would be the so-called mesmosizal area in all this? Well, from my personal research, the mesmosizal area was confined near the coast along a 1 to 4 kilometer long belt that shook and destroyed Messina and its surrounding villages. The seismic apparatus was broken in Rome by the sheer force of the shock. That's a lot of damage, and thank you for your time, Phil. And now, we will turn to our next guest, Ian, who is a survivor of the chaos and is here today to tell his story. It was crazy. I remember the silence that was suddenly interrupted by an extraordinary noise, like hundreds of bombs falling, and then it followed with rushing and heavy rain. Then there was this sinister whistling sound that sounded like a 1,000 red-hot irons hissing in water. I also caught the attention of other survivors who claimed that there were about 3 different movements during the quake that moved forwards and backwards, then violently upwards, and then in an almost circular motion. Man, I couldn't tell, but all I know is that I was running and trying to stay on my feet because the ground was shaking and buildings and things were breaking and falling all around me. There was such a high death toll due to the amount of people sleeping at the time, and they were killed or buried alive when the buildings collapsed. Thousands were trapped under debris and many had injuries. The usual population is around 166,000, but due to the live music performance by Giuseppe Verdi's opera, there was even more people after outlying visitors came to see his performance. And to top it all off, there was a tsunami that swept through the city after the earthquake when both sides of the ocean drew outwards and a 39-foot wave came crashing into the seawalls and crumbled around them. The entire Reggio seafront was taken down by the wave, which washed out many houses and bridges and took out a railroad bridge. Man, the waves engulfed the port and it washed away people and boats. Even though many of the ships like cargo haulers and ferries were anchored, they were washed up on the shore. Messina lost almost half its population, and about half of the buildings in the earthquake alone, including the Norham Cathedral, which had withstood previous earthquakes. Houses, churches, military barracks, palaces, and municipal buildings had all collapsed. A boys' boarding school was reduced to rubble when it collapsed, and a total of 348 railway workers were killed when the 2 train stations in Messina were destroyed. I heard that Ethel Ogden, wife of the British Vice Consul, was killed when she was crushed by a falling balcony while trying to escape with her husband and daughter, who they ended up surviving. And then, the chief of police was also killed in his police station by a falling metal beam. Then the famous tenor, Angelo Gamba, and his 2 sons were killed during the live performance when the Hotel Trinseria crumbled apart and fell. People were running the streets looking for survivors and digging through the debris. Escaped convicts searched bodies for loot. All communication and telegraph and rail lines were down. Like a nightmare, I'll never forget that night. Thank you, Ian. As we round out the podcast with our final guest, please welcome our local geologist, Henry. Thank you for having me. I'm understanding that you brought me in to talk more in depth about the situation.
That's correct.
Well, the ground was shaken intensely, which resulted in damage to pavement everywhere and then tore up in a wave-like pattern. Huge cracks and holes opened up in the street, as well as falling rubble scattered in the street, acted as an obstacle for people fleeing in panic. The rain started to come down and created a fog when it hit the dust all over and made it difficult to see. The gasoline tanks at the north end of the town exploded and fires broke out, which just worsened the scenario. One fire burned and gutted out the city hall. When rescuers searched the city, people were still found alive days after the events of December 28th. Even though some buildings had been specially designed for events like this, the soil was soft and loose, and that is what caused all the collapsing and swaying. The Italian Navy began arriving with ship fleets no more than 4 hours afterwards, and quickly tried to evacuate everyone to different areas away from Messina. And you said that there were deadly obstacles that laid in the streets, Henry? Yes. Disfigured corpses and the badly injured were littered all over the cracked ground. When scarce outside relief came, medical camps and tents were set up to help those in need of treatment, food, and water. The epicenter of the earthquake was under the strain of Messina, which separates Sicily from Calabria, and all three areas were affected by the quake and tsunami. But recent research by myself had discovered that the tsunami had nothing to do with the earthquake, but unfortunately timed underwater landslide, which triggered the waves. In addition to the many deaths from the quake and the flood, people died from exposure and starvation outside. My team is keeping an eye on Mount Antina, which some fear after the event it could erupt in the future, even nowadays. The volcano was activated by the disaster, and Messina could be in for yet another tragedy. Wow, that's scary. Well, thank you for your time, Henry, and all our guests. That's all the time for this podcast we have today, so tune in next time on Science Podcast.